The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Hey, welcome back to another brand new show of Home Field Advantage. She is Teresa Autry. She's on the left-hand side of the screen if you're watching us on our YouTube channel on Tony Curry Radio. Of course, you can also hear the show at least five times a week on the TKR app. Download that app like 100,000 folks have and listen to the show as many times as you want. And wherever you get your podcast, you're going to find the show, Home Field Advantage. There are other shows called Home Field Advantage because everyone's doing podcasts, but they're not all good and they're not all this one. So make sure you look up Home Field Advantage on Tony Curry Radio or with Teresa Autry so you can find the right one. This show is about the real estate, about mortgage business and everything else. And Teresa, it is January 17th. We're recording the show. New year, pretty good for 2025. Any surprises before we get into our topic?
No, we're steady course.
All right, good. Keller Williams is the company you are now with. 294-4210, 294-4210 is your phone number. You can call her anytime. She's the best. And for people that know me, I've been in, I think I've owned 4, 5, 6, 7 houses, something like that. I'm in a rental situation right now because I went through a divorce. And of course, I'm going to be back out and I want to buy a home as soon as possible. That will happen probably sometime early next year. And Teresa is going to walk me through the entire process. So if you want to know how it is for first timer, second timer, certainly with these mortgage rates going up and down and there's no houses to buy and blah, 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 blah. I heard the mortgage rates are up for the sixth or seventh consecutive week. This past week, it's like up around 7%. And people are like, wait a minute, I thought the interest rates were going down. Why are the mortgage rates going up? That's the kind of stuff that Teresa can answer right here on this show, Home Field Advantage. You recently were talking about the NAR, the National Association of Realtors. And is it true that your year ends on January 30th, correct, on your birthday? Is that right?
That is correct. We call that National Realtors Week also because that's when we get all of our numbers in from the previous year. We're really close to that. So the numbers I can give you today are pretty good forecast of what happened in 2024 and what's going to happen in 2025.
Oh, that's good then. That's fantastic. Let's jump right into it. Tell me what we're looking like. I know you have your crystal ball. You've looked into it. We've asked it to you about, let me back up real quick though, because I did have this question and I actually got an email, info@TonyCurryRadio.net. Why do mortgage rates continue to go up when the interest rates go down? Why is that?
Well, you would have to probably ask somebody way smarter than me because I think that it's due right now to stabilization. Different circumstances warrant different outcomes. And we're having to correct a lot of things that were done incorrectly over the last 4 years. And we're just going to leave that right where it is. You can make of it what you want. But when you've got inflation as bad as we do, when you have an illegal immigrant situation and no secure borders and you're giving away millions and billions of dollars in aid, you know, we suffer as a whole.
Yep. Okay. There you go.
For my brother, you suffer, I suffer.
I hear you.
And two things have happened in the last, number one, prices on houses have gone up over the last 17 consecutive months.
Wow.
So it didn't matter if you were buying new construction or existing for 17 straight months, houses, the prices have gone up, which left us in a shortage of inventory, which also meant that, you know, I had my own son call and he was like, Mom, how are illegal immigrants getting houses and we're not? I can't get into all that because it does upset me as a taxpaying American citizen. But the prices are often done through inflation and we are way past COVID. There will be an era, in my opinion, an era of correction. Okay. We're going to stabilize.
There normally is,
and then we're going to come down.
I call that the cage shaking. In everything, the bubble will pop or there'll be cage shaking and it's going to hurt some people, but you're going to find out who the real deal is. And people like you have been doing it for 30 years. You're the liver, you're the survivors. You're the ones that can figure this out and go through these types of times. You basically talked about, new construction as opposed to existing.
Let's talk about that for a second because there were some things that in like March of 2024, the median price of a new construction home was $430,700, while the median price of an existing home was $393,000. So you're about $35,000 difference there. And then the price of new construction, it varies on the cost of material, labor, and the size of the home, obviously, and to what degree it's finished out. I mean, you can get a tract built home at 2,000 square feet, take the same plan, custom build it, and you'll be $100,000 different.
Yeah.
But the difference also is builders, due to their buying power, they can offer incentive programs and new construction homes to make them more affordable. Now, with that being said, we would all like to think that the builders make all this money, but they really don't. Most builders are making somewhere between 5% and maybe 8%.
Wow.
if they can. And like November of 2023, and we think, oh, that's so long ago. No, it wasn't really. That's just one full year and 2 months ago.
So there's not a big market, to put it in layman's terms, there's not a big markup in building homes.
Let me put it like this. If you go get a diamond ring, you're paying about a $300 markup.
Yeah.
300% markup, not dollar.
Yeah.
If you go buy furniture, you're paying about a 600% markup. 5% to 8% for something you're going to live in.
Yeah, wow. That's amazing.
You won't complain about the Neiman Marcus bag for 10 grand, but you're going to complain about the house plus it's costing six. You know, it just, you get your priorities straight.
Pardon me for interrupting you, because you throw out some wonderful information here, and I've got questions, and I don't want to throw them. I'd like to go as we go if we can. So I don't want to interrupt you. The difference between a new construction and existing coverage, if you don't need a home right now, are you better off waiting for a new construction and building your own house the way you want to have it done, despite the fact there may be one right across the street the same way?
There are two things. Honestly, it's going to depend on each person's situation. You know, I know this is going to sound crazy. They say if you want to test your marriage, build a house together. I always tell people going into new construction, the first 2 weeks are crazy, crazy. Think of a widespread panic concert all condensed into one 24-hour period with maybe the drunk version of Ozzy Osbourne mixed with Kiss. Okay, yeah. That's your first 2 weeks. Okay. And your last 2 weeks are just about as crazy, but everything in between is really mellow. Does that kind of give you a...
I think I've been to that concert a couple of times. Thank you very much. Yes.
Existing homes in November of 2023, which was a year and 2 months ago, they actually were up 4.8% from the previous month. And every month we've gone up some bit. But the median price of the projected home existing is about $410,700 in 2025. Whereas, now this is the thing about the rates. If you can get under 6 or under 7 right now, you need to lock in.
Okay.
They're projecting that during this year, in January specifically, the mortgage rates will near 7%. And we haven't been over 7% in quite some time.
Yeah.
So if you can do that. Now, what we also are projecting is that it will stabilize and it will come down. So I've had an influx of buyers this week just scurrying around trying to find something, you know. And we've seen some beautiful, beautiful places this week. And we've seen some that were just like, gosh, you're scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
But to go back to your question regarding if you have the money, the time, and the patience, new construction is wonderful. You're getting everything new. You're not going to have to fix anything. You're not going to have to buy anything. You've got great incentives. Builders have a lot of rates that have been locked in a long time for them. So they have buy down. They have appliances. You're going to be getting in there with absolutely nothing to have to fix. An existing home, you get in there, even with a warranty or even with the currently serviced something, you just never know.
Yeah.
You never do.
How would you, this may be a different show for a different time, because you could probably go 3 hours on this. Say I'm not in a hurry. I got about a year and a half, 2 years before I want to get into a home. And I don't have to move. I'm good right now. And I'm going to try to put some money away and say, I want to go through a builder. How would a guy like me do that? But I mean, I've got I got the ace card in my back pocket. I got Teresa Autry, 294-4210. I've got you because I know that you know everybody and you're the person to call. But for people that don't reach out to you or whatever, how would you reach out to a builder and say, listen, I really like this subdivision, what I'd like to have a home built?
Well, sometimes if an agent's already in the subdivision, they will have their names up and advertisements and things of that nature. But this is the crazy part. Check this out. So NAR predicts that there will be 4.5 million existing homes sold this year.
Okay.
In 2025, 4.5 million. Now, they also predict that almost 43% of those will be new homes.
Okay. All right. So how does that coincide with recent years? Is that good or bad?
Well, that's really good because, you know, we've had a huge inventory shortage for quite some time. I talked with you about our local market here in Birmingham. We're about 11,000 houses short every day.
Yeah.
And when you have people buying them up faster than you can get them on the market, that's kind of stressful for people. Yeah. And with the people coming on board right now, they're so nervous about a rate. And I'm going like, buddy, it's going to make $25 difference in your payment. You need to lock in and buy today because things are only going up.
We will
no longer be, it's not going to be the bubble that everybody thought it was going to be. It's not going to bust. And we're not going to have a 2008 anytime soon. The election's over. Look at the people that's being put in place. Watch some of the news. I'm not a big advocate for news, but I have been watching all week as some of the outgoing party is putting fear and instilling fear into people. And I don't live out of fear. We all know what that means.
Yeah.
But facts are what's of the record today, which is there's a lot of great security leaders going in. There's a lot of great economic background people going in, a lot of tech savvy people going in, and a lot of real estate investors coming together to say that we're trying to make this world better.
Yeah.
Like my motto is leave the world better one yard at a time than I found it when I got here.
Sure.
And I'm privileged enough to work with a lot of great developers and builders. And we're going to be, as you know, I sent you a video of a development I've been working on for 2 years that I finally got one offer on it. And then boom, I just felt in my heart to reach out to someone else, and I did. And we're now going to be placing a developer of 45 years. I mean, that's almost as long as I've been alive, with a builder of 30 years, with my 28 years and my partner's 36 years, because I had to bring on another agent because I can't do it all. And we're going to make that's over 100 years of building and new construction experience. And we're going to be building an exclusive upper entity gated community. And it's going to have the best view ever.
It's beautiful. I don't talk about that because I don't want to ruin anything for you, because I know it's something.
I've been keeping it a sacred secret.
There's not a stitch of wood on the line.
People just don't know how quiet I can be. But yeah. The other thing is, it's like I was kind of thinking to myself, because 2 years ago, you know, we were at such a up and down, influx and exflux and all this. And we had I didn't feel like we had any unity. Well, now I feel like a lot of the wheels and gears are starting to grind and roll in the same direction. And I feel like, I mean, I just feel like the top is about to explode and things are just about to be phenomenal for us, because all we've heard is like smart, educated, feet on the street people are being implemented and put into places, not by who they know or what they, you know, but actually what they've done, how they have secured things, how they have made other companies successful, how, you know, they do have technology behind them. And that's what we're hoping to accomplish, is by bringing that to Birmingham, Alabama, and certainly our local markets here in the metropolitan area. And then from there, just manifesting outward. I mean, one of the greatest stories I do believe that is ever upon anybody is either helping someone with their soul, helping someone with their mind, body, and spirit, or helping someone find a place to live that they can truly call home and make those memories with. The latter.
There you go. That's perfect. And you do a little bit of the first one too. Let me ask you this. What does Teresa Autry, who joins us every single week, Home Field Advantage, we're very proud and we love having the show on Tony Curry Radio, and of course we get you for a podcast, and it's just going to get bigger and better, because we need to find people in these homes. You talk about the 11,000 homes that we're short every single day. How does Birmingham compare to other markets in and around the Southeast and the rest of the United States? Are we in better shape than most places? Are we a little behind the curve? Where do you see those comparisons?
Well, we are in actually pretty good shape. I mean, really are, because I have, for instance, a new first-time home buyer, and she's 20-something years old in the medical industry. And, you know, we have a lot of automotive, a lot of medical, but also Birmingham is really convenient. You know, you're 3 hours to the mountains, 3 hours to the beach, 3 hours basically in any direction. And you get four full seasons, sometimes in a day, but most of the time year round. And but our you get a lot more house square footage for the money here. And in other places, denser. So you get a lot less house for the money. That's the big significance. The other one is we have a very wide variety of homes here. And I didn't realize this till I started studying a little bit about the colonial America and going up through like Boston and Virginia and places like that, where when we're looking at, we have a lot of beautiful antebellum homes here. So if you want that old historic look, we do have some of that, just like the Northeast does. But we also have coastal homes. We have mountain homes. We have, you know, new construction, flat level homes. So we have a garden variety, whereas some places are only mountainous or only beach or only this or only that. And in addition to that, we have two main highways that just go through our entire state, which is I-65 north. I mean, it goes all the way almost to Canada, and then I-20, which goes east and west. And so we are really in the hub of having a really influential market. Yep. And so like the prime property, and also we're a little bit more, we have very high standards, but our soil is compacted. Our geotechs, our engineers are wonderful people. Our surveyors have been around for a long time, and, you know, we can trace our history back. So I just feel like if you have a good group of subs and a good group of talented people, whether it's your mortgage lender, your title rep, your surveyors, your inspectors, your engineers, as long as you have a good fluid relationship with those people, you can pretty much accomplish anything. The sky really is the limit.
There you go. You know,
and I think like right here, we have a lot more land to offer to do different projects with than say somewhere like Washington, D.C. or New York.
Yeah. Highway 31 is one of those roads too. I always tell my kids, you ever get lost, just hop on 31.
Hop on 31. It'll take you somewhere.
31 will get us near somewhere, you know, just to get on Highway 31, you're good to go. It's one of those great roads like Highway 66 up north. She's Teresa Autry. She's with Keller Williams. Her phone number is 205-294-4210. She's been in the business, like she just said, 28 years, nearly 30 years. She's the best when it comes to the mortgage business and real estate. What else did you learn through the National Association of Realtors coming up here in January 30th? What other numbers are poking out that are a little interesting to you that you'd like to share with our audience today?
Well, what I also like to share is our number. What we saw during the last few years were a lot of younger people were staying at home with mom and dad a lot more. Well, now, I don't know if it's something in the air, but mom and dad are like launching them out saying, you know, I've paid for you long enough. You know, you're out of college. You need to be getting that job. You need to be moving forward. And what I found out from my daughter, for instance, is that she doesn't have to wait 2 years to be on her job because she's in the field that she studied. And she was 6 years in school and she got a contract and now she's been there over a year. So she very well could qualify to buy a home tomorrow. Okay. So we don't want you to think that just because you just graduated college and you got your first job, you can't buy a home. Many times you can, as long as you're kind of in that field. Now, the other people are saying that they didn't want to go to college, that they want to be in these service fields. Well, if you're in that, that's great because we definitely are going to need plumbers and electricians. That's something we can't find enough of right now. I mean, in fact, let me just put this out there. Electricians, plumbers, roofers, call me because we've got work. And I try to keep all the good guys in. I just rotate them through, you know. Some work certain parts of town. Some don't do this. Some do that. And once you learn their flow, you always want to be helpful to any of the service industry workers.
Yeah, and I mean, you can make. I mean, I know that's that. There's I service Alabama. I know there's a website for that. But to go along with what you're saying, every time I reach out to an HVAC person, I reach out to a plumber, I reach out to an electrician, they got more work than they know what to do with. So yeah, go get it. Go get it done. They make.
Well, we always say that, and there's a lot of schools right now that's starting to do more trade skills than colleges because they see what's coming. I mean, our air conditioners will eventually, if we put them in today, they will stop working eventually. Yeah. So those jobs are still very much needed. And that's another impact. The more houses we build, the more labor we get to put to work. And I think that goes back to the influx of the cash going back into the bank, which is America, and into our country. And then that's just going to make us thrive and strive and be more alive in 2025. Yeah. And that's where I foreshadow things going. And I hope other people see that too. And contractors are just like everybody else. You get what you pay for, and mine all tell me the same three things. You can get it fast, you can get it cheap, or you can get it done right. And you get two of the three. So pick those three carefully.
That is hilarious. So you're a very optimistic person. You're a lot like myself. I'm a glass half full person.
I'm just glad I got a glass.
Well, and we've been doing this. Yeah. We've been doing a show for 20 minutes and I'm feeling an influx of wonderful feelings coming from you where I haven't really felt that in the past. And that's great to kick off the new year. And I'm hoping the builders are kind of feeling that as well. I first of all, I did not realize, I learned something every time we do a show here at Home Field Advantage. I didn't realize the market was only 5 to 8%. And it makes you wonder, because I always thought to myself, man, if I was a billionaire, if I'm Elon Musk, why don't I just start building homes? Because it seems like that's you want to build things, it's supply and demand, right? You want to build things that people need. But if there's only that 5 to 8% markup, that's pretty incredible.
Well, and you got to think, everybody's got their hand in our pockets, just like us agents. You know, we have to pay to do business. Yeah. It's like, what does it cost me to be a realtor today? And I've got all these fees and all these organizations I belong to and MLS, and everybody's sending me a new bill. Every week I get a bill from somewhere that I am part of. And builders are the same way, especially the good ones, you know. And so it's just like, you got to keep it going. And builders are projected out. Like, we started looking last year for projects this year. And that's the way you do it. And you're always projecting forward because you got to keep the machine fed. And you never know what catastrophic, like, we had no idea the fires in LA were going to happen. Yeah. Imagine if they choose to rebuild, and we don't know what's going to happen with the governor and the mayor and all that shady mess, but imagine if you did want to rebuild out there, you know, they're going to be, that's 10 years before anything's going to be even remotely close to being back at the speed it was originally at before these fires hit.
Yeah.
It's 3 years probably before it's even cleaned up and starting to, and then you're pulling permits, you're getting infrastructure in, you're getting roads in, you're getting things in. And I mean, we're talking about, that's a 10-year rebuild.
Yeah. Hey, can you talk a little bit about, since we're talking about the crystal ball and looking for 2025, it's almost impossible not to see one of these signs says WeBuyHomes.com or we buy homes, and there's a phone number on it. They're all over the place. And it's super annoying, because if you've ever gone through that process, you know that it's more 99% of the time, it's a scam. They'll buy your home. They're not going to give you near what it's worth. If you want to go through that process, it's kind of like going to a pawn shop and selling your home. It doesn't work that way. The other thing, as I heard, there were a lot of different type of investment firms that were buying up a lot of property, a lot of homes over the last several years, and then renting those out. Can you talk about those two facilitations going on a little bit? What's going on with those? I mean, what do those look like?
I can. One is, like, for instance, we'll use Open Door as an example. They were otherwise, unless they changed, they were owned by the Chinese, and they were coming in America and buying up a lot of homes, turning them for rent, paying whatever you ask. And then that stopped slowly because of some different kind of factors that came into play. And then the other thing is, we do have local investors, and I want to stress this. I spend a lot of money and a lot of time educating myself to be a realtor. There are people out here that do not have a license to sell real estate that will get your house under a contract and assign that contract to someone else for $5,000 or $10,000. They will walk away. They will have no liability. They are not working in your best interest. And they've gone about their business while you and the new person are left to clean up whatever havoc they sold as a pack of bundles. Mm-hmm. Now, we're just going to move on from that.
Okay.
Then we get to the real investors, which I happen to have three very good clients that it is a numbers game. We will go in there, and we did a show about death, disaster, and what do we call it? Distressed properties. They will come in and do an off-market deal. And that means usually the realtor takes a flat fee, and then they fix it, and then they get it in habitable shape. Now, this could come in the form of maybe someone's passing away. Maybe the health is deteriorated. Maybe they lost a job. Maybe they went through a divorce. Or maybe the people live out of the state and they don't even have any idea what this house is worth.
Yeah.
Now, the difference is, these people come in and give you fair market value of how it sets today. You walk away, no questions asked. You're not really obligated to do anything, and they're not going to come back and sue you. You're not going to sue them. You've got a fair market value. You're out of the deal. Bada bing, bada bang. It's done, usually in a few weeks. I literally have had the fastest closing in the state, and it was done in 2 days from beginning to the end. We know this.
Yep.
However, that is a legitimate flipper who has done 700 plus homes here in the local market. And he does get it habitable, puts it back on the market, and gets another family to come in and buy. And he does not turn it into a rental agency. He does not, you know, he does make it a nice quality, good home. And for those, they're great. We love you because we all need that spokes on the wheel, so to speak. We need the builders. We need the investors. We need the flippers because they're going to do for us what would take me and you way longer time to do. So we always want to appreciate them. However, I don't appreciate the middle people who have no license and no liability and choose to lie or not educate you.
There you go.
And you are absolutely correct. I have had some of those people call me, oh, I've got this. Someone told me they're going to give me $1,500 more than what it's worth. And it's worth $115,000. So they're going to give me $117,000. I'm like, okay. But then they come back and say, oh, we did an inspection and they want $80,000 off.
Yeah.
Or they come back and say, well, we thought that. And they will sit there and take up your time because a good investor will often say no inspection, no appraisal. He's taking a risk. He's taking a risk that he doesn't know if he's going to have mold behind the walls or not. That's on him, though, not you. Mm-hmm. He's alleviating you from the burden, giving you some money to move on with your life, and is still fair market value for the condition it's in.
There you go.
And those are all number games. And there are legitimate people that can do it. But also, you're absolutely right. There are people that you just want to shank them because they are wasting your time and they're not even able to buy it themselves. And the first question I ask is, do you have proof of funds? Have you actually closed on one?
Yep.
Can you give me a location and an address of when you close so I can verify it?
Yeah. If someone does advertising on a street sign with a Sharpie, it's probably not a good way to go buy or sell your home. It's probably not. Just keep that in mind. If you see something with written on a Sharpie off of I-65, it says, you know, we buy this or we do this, more likely it's, you know, yeah, it's probably.
And they're going to give you, if they're that standard just on their signs, imagine what standard they're going to be giving to the person that buys.
It's not good. All right. Tell people how they can get in touch with you because you do wonderful work. I'm super excited about 2025. Go.
Well, you guys can reach out to me on Facebook. We're on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media stuff. And you can reach out to Teresa Autry, and that's teresa.autry@gmail.com and 205-294-4200.
Till next week. I look forward to it. Thank you.
No, wait. I did that again with my phone number. Can you believe that?
I know, right?
205-294-4210.
4210. You got it, babe. Hey, appreciate you. Thank you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.